Since the 1980s, doctors have used magnetic resonance imaging machines, or MRI scanners, to look into patients' bodies without exposing them to the harmful effects of X-rays. An alternating magnetic field created inside the MRI's tube excites hydrogen atoms in the body's tissues, making them emit radio waves. Those waves can be turned into pictures, similar to X-ray images. The magnet of a new MRI built by Siemens has 7 Tesla units, making it more than 100,000 times more powerful than the Earth's magnetic field.
Using something like 7 Tesla imaging, you can do very high resolution. You can get the contrast that you need in order to identify the particular subparts of the nuclei that you need.
But high-resolution two-dimensional black and white pictures are quite different from three-dimensional color renditions that can be viewed from all angles. Using MRI-generated images of water molecules moving within the brain's white matter, scientists at the British company Holoxica created a hologram showing the connections between neurons.
Brain is such a complex three-dimensional structure, and sometimes it is quite difficult to describe or understand the actual connections. So to see it in 3D, that may be a shortcut to education, and it can reinforce the learning process.
The holographic display is still in prototype phase, but researchers say once ready for production, it will be compatible not only with MRI machines, but also with CT and ultrasound scanners. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.